This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
What's good, internet? It is Austin here. This is not a regular episode of Waypoint Radio, but this is an opportunity for me to make two quick announcements in this feed, because I know there's a lot of you who you know, love what we do, but only really have time to listen to the podcast, or you know, only check out other stuff that we do when we call it out. First one is actually about something that's happening on the podcast. So we're going to do another edition of Waypoint 101, which is the kind of almost like book club style podcast for games that we do here. We kind of went to our forums and asked a lot of people to make submissions. We were going to do a whole vote around it. And there was one game that we decided earlier in the process that we didn't want to do because it felt like it was we should wait until its sequel came out later this year to do it, or like right up against that launch window. And instead, we've decided to do it now, and that game is Wolfenstein: The New Order. It's a game I haven't actually played. I'm very excited to actually get to play that. I think we're all just in the mood to kill some fucking virtual Nazis right now, you know? And so we're gonna fucking play Wolfenstein: The New Order over the next month or so. It might go longer than a month. It might be a little bit shorter than a month. I haven't yet checked to see exactly how long the New Order is. We are not going to be playing the expansion to that, the Old Blood. So we're just going to play through the New Order. We're going to probably try to play through the first half of it or so in the next couple of weeks. So we will make updates on the forums and on Twitter about what our like timeline looks like for that. The second announcement is actually kind of humbling and wild. Starting tonight on Disney XD, we will be bringing you a television show. It's called Waypoint Presents. It's our opportunity to bring some of the documentarian stuff that we really love to do to a wider audience. It launches tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern on Disney XD. It's part of their Disney XP block, which is a bunch of gaming-related content. They've done, you know, kind of like live stream or YouTuber stuff. They've done stuff with other sites like IGN. They've done, tournaments, Street Fighter tournaments. I feel like there was another eSport tournament that was broadcast there that I can't quite remember off the top of my head because it's way too early and I haven't had coffee yet. But we'll be bringing Waypoint Presents there, and that is going to be an 8-episode series, a collection of documentaries ranging from, again, eSports to game development to individuals in the industry who we think are really interesting, or not even in the industry, in the culture, right? Because this is a chance for us to get back to kind of what we said we wanted to be as a website and as a publication, which is we want to know and understand how and why we play. And the world is filled with incredible people who play for a bunch of different reasons. So that kicks off tonight. What I'll say is the first episode is might be stuff that you've seen before. There's kind of a mix of old and new throughout this series. So if you have, check it out. Think about the fact that like there's a lot of people who maybe haven't seen these documentaries before. And then hang tight because we have a bunch of really rad new stories that are literally in edits and in production right now. I have a team shooting. Hot spoiler action real quick. There's people in California today. We had someone in Oakland yesterday. We had people down in San Diego the day before. We got a team going up to Northern California next. Like it's all over the place. I got people everywhere. So check that out again. It is called Waypoint Presents. You can find it on TV. These will also come and live on the internet after, I believe, a couple of months of exclusivity time. And I'll leave you with like a little bit of a taste. Let me just play this this promo thing we cooked up. show you what it takes to put the finishing touches on two of the most surprising indie hits of last year. In our first story, we find Alex and his team in the final days leading up to the launch of Hyperlight Drifter.
The story of the game is that you're in this ruinous world, and the character that you're playing as has a horrible illness that he's been dealing with and is dying from, and so he's seeking out a cure.
A very personal game inspired by his lifelong struggle with heart disease.
I think I have an unnatural amount of motivation, and I think a lot of that stems from the fact that, I could die at any moment. Those are things that I am invested in for very obvious reasons. And why not put yourself into your art and make it more personal? Because for me, that's always the most interesting art.
It's an amazing thing to watch this come to life and to see all the effort that we've poured into it, watching that all come together into something that actually makes sense. That's the most magical experience that I can have. I don't know. It's like giving birth to a weird, deformed digital child or something.
For the developers of Super Hypercube, one of the best VR games ever, it was a waiting game.
When the current wave of VR started happening, and I was like, this is really cool. This is kind of what this new medium is about. It's about more experiential, contemplative experiences. And then immediately I was like, yeah, but how do you make an arcade game?
They had the idea, they just needed the technology to catch up.
We had this thing that existed for years, Super Hypercube, and it would just immediately click like, oh, this is what we should do. Let's start working.
I'm a little bit concerned about this reemergence of VR in terms of its like long-term viability. It's, I think, an uphill battle to show people what you can actually do with the technology. People aren't sure why they would want it yet.
Both let us in to share their stories as the clock ticked toward the deadline for release. All right, that's going to do it for me. Again, that's Waypoint Presents. You can find it on your television channel. I'm on there. I'm like, hey, hi, I'm Austin Walker. Welcome to Waypoint Presents. I'm doing that on TV. It's wild. That's at 9 p.m. on Wednesdays for the next 8 weeks over on Disney XD. And if you like it, let us know. Let the people at Disney know. We'd love to do more. Peace.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.